Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place.
Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
Song.
And we are glad that you are here for the Barbara Grace Reynolds Show. And Barbara's going to be taking your phone calls. The number to call on in to the show to speak to Barbara is 347-884-8245. Once you have called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to get in line to speak to Barbara. Okay, so press the 1 on your phone to speak to Barbara. I will be coming to you in the screening room and also to get your information, to get that to Barbara, and she'll be pulling you up. And so there you go. So let's go ahead and let's bring Barbara Grace Reynolds onto the show. Welcome,
Hello,
Barbara.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Michael. I'm so glad to be here. So for those of you who don't know, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me at my website. One of them is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you go on any of my websites, you will find that there are big green schedule now buttons. Those buttons are there for people who want to schedule a regular session, but I also offer a one-time only free 20-minute discovery session for first-timers, for people who want to experience working with me one-on-one and see if it really makes a difference in their lives. And I have yet to have anyone say that it didn't make a difference in their lives. So I think it actually works. But that's just one of the things that I offer to people. So if that interests you, then by all means, do that. My websites have information about a lot of different things on what I have gone through to become who I am now, the things that I've learned, the things that worked for me. And I share those things with you. So if it's something that resonates with you, then by all means, give it a try. If it doesn't resonate with you, then there's no requirements. And you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. So you can ask a question if you have a question, and I'll be happy to answer it. All right, so we are ready now to get to our callers. And our first caller is Brittany from South Carolina. Hi, Brittany.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing wonderful.
Good. So what do you want to know today?
I just wanted to do like a reading on my significant other. Do you need his date of birth? Or his
no,
name?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, so this is someone that you're already in a relationship with, right?
Yes.
And see whether or not this relationship is going somewhere, or what is it you want to know about the relationship?
I mean, do you see a future, or, you know, is it, you know, going to continue to grow this year?
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that sure, it's really up to you and to him to be in alignment with what you want to create. Have a conversation with him. Find out what it is he wants, what he's looking for, to make sure that you guys are actually the same thing. Because sometimes people get in relationships and they never really check to see what the other person wants. And then one day they wake up and realize that they've grown apart because they were moving all along, but they never noticed it. So they want you to be sure that you are moving on the same path, so to speak. And if you are, then you both know what's important to you. What's important is important, because otherwise you're just kind of wandering along and not knowing what's going to happen next. Okay. And so they want to give you a direct message about relationships. Let's see, who is this? Okay, so Jesus wants to talk to you about relationship. Are you willing to listen?
Yeah.
Here we go. A relationship more than most people believe that it is. Yes, it's an opportunity to have someone in your life that you can do things with, that you can talk with, that you can laugh with, that you can... But it's also about showing you what you believe about yourself. Because the person you are in a relationship is reflecting back at you what you actually believe. Relationship you have, not just those intimate relationships, are reflecting what you believe back to you. So please notice if there are things about your significant other that you don't like. And then look within yourself to see if those are things that you don't want to recognize. Because in order for it to bother you, it has to be something that you have feelings about. Something connected with your feelings about you. Otherwise, you would notice it. Relationships are such an amazing way of really getting in touch with yourself. And most people don't utilize them for that reason. I encourage you to know who you are. One of the ways that you bring change into your life is by knowing who you are and what you want. And then you take the steps to achieve it. So let this relationship be a way for you. And as you embrace you and open up more and more to loving you, you also embrace the other people that you have relationships with. And you open up more and more to loving them. It becomes the norm of your life. Let yourself utilize relationships for everything that they are designed for. And do not make the relationship more important than you are. There is no one in your life who is more important in your life than you. And this is true for each and every one of you. So do not make the relationship the important thing. It is you that is important. It is you that deserves to be loved and adored. It is you that deserves to have someone who absolutely and completely is head over heels in love with you. You who deserves to be happy. It is you who deserves to be unbelievably prosperous. It is you who deserves to have all of her dreams come true. Okay, Brittany, that's what he wanted to tell you. Did that help?
Yes. Thank you.
So welcome. And remember, you are the one creating this relationship, so you can make it as wonderful as you want it to be. Or you can make it absolutely horrible if that's what you want to go for.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Okay, now we are going to Bonnie from Virginia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I so appreciate it.
You are so welcome. So what can I help you with today?
You actually seem so angelic in a certain way. You have such a nice, calming way of speaking. I'll just tell you that. But do you read angels too, or are you mostly a life coach?
I channel divine beings as well as being a life coach and a healer.
Oh, that's why you have that feeling. Okay, I get it now. So can you tell me what message I might have from the other beings that help me do things that are angelic in nature?
Did you have a particular angel that you wanted to hear from?
I just kind of think that there may be one I don't know, you know, because I think sometimes they're quiet. So I think there may be one I just don't know. So I was wondering maybe you could search that one out and you could get a message from him or her. Sometimes they're androgynous, sort of like I think, but it would be nice to know
who it is.
That would help me, you know.
Actually, they're all androgynous because they don't have physical bodies, so they don't actually need genitalia. But,
right.
Okay. If there was anyone in particular, Michael was coming forward. And since you said you talked to whoever came forward, it will be from Archangel Michael. So
wow.
I will just let him tell you whatever it is he wants to tell you.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Because I talk to him a lot. I mean, I talk to him. I don't know if he's listening, but I talk to him a lot. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, here we go. My beloved, of all, of course I listen. Everything that you say to me. You are important to me. The love I have for you knows no limits. I want you to have a life that you enjoy. And I talk to you. You only hear me, so I talk to you in a variety of ways. Sometimes it's something that you overhear from somebody else, but it's actually a message from me. Sometimes it's something that you read. Sometimes it's some glimpse of something that you catch on a television. There are so many ways for me to connect with you, and I utilize them all because I want you to know that I am here for you. You can talk to me anytime you want to. It is never an imposition. There is never a moment when I do not have time for you. I am not limited because I do not have a physical body like you do. I can be everywhere at once. I can listen to everyone at once. So please know that I am here for you. I want to talk to you about your life. It's actually important to you. You seem to sometimes lose your way when it comes to what you are creating. And we believe that this is because you don't truly accept that you have power, that you have value, that you are important, important to us and to the whole world. We want you to start embracing yourself, to show you that you love you, that you are important. We want you to always make sure that you put yourself first. Because it is by putting yourself first, by actually taking care of you, helping others.
Thank you.
They think that they have to do everything for everybody else first. Not the way it works. Put yourself first. You deserve it. Because you are wonderful. You came here to make a difference in this world, to share the love and light that you are. And we want you to open up more and more to doing that, to letting your light shine, to being the unique individual that you are. Don't ever need to compare yourself to anyone else because there is no one else exactly like you. There doesn't need to be. You are loved. Understand that. The guiding light in your life. We love you. Okay.
Thanks.
That's what he wanted to say to you, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. so much. I'm glad to know he's around and talking to me. I appreciate that so much.
He's always with you, and he does things to protect you, and you're okay, and he tries to show you what you are ready to see, and he tries more than once. He doesn't expect you to get it, and if you don't get it, well, that's too bad. The angels are always showing us things over and over, because sometimes we are so stubborn.
Well, yes, that's true. I'm very stubborn. I certainly am. That is a flaw for sure.
Well, at least you recognize it.
I do. I'm very stubborn. Well, I appreciate
that.
Maybe
he's gonna,
he's going to
show you how to let go of the need to be stubborn.
That would be good, probably. I'm sure some people would really appreciate it. I really appreciate
it. Keep your eyes and ears open.
I appreciate you doing that for me. That was lovely. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a lovely evening.
Well, have a good one. You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we are going to Susan from New Jersey. Hi, Susan.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine. We've spoken before. I've talked to you on your other programs. I follow you around.
Well, what can we do for you tonight?
You know, whatever the angels can tell me or any messages.
You feel kind of abandoned or disconnected. Is that what you're feeling?
You know, I was starting to feel better, and then I started feeling a little sad, and I'm actually in the car because I had to physically get out of the house because I was in the house for a while. So, yeah, I guess I feel like a little lost.
Okay. All right, so Mother Mary wants to have a chat with you.
Okay.
Here we go. My beloved one, you to know that you're not alone. You to understand that you are not alone. And no matter how trying things seem to be in your life, you are not going through it alone. We are with you. I hold you in my arms to comfort you. You are learning to let go. To let go of what you used to believe was the truth. And sometimes that is the most difficult thing to do. Because when you let go, you feel like you're letting go of yourself. You don't know who you're going to be without those things that you take of the stuff, the baggage that you have, not being healthy. And it's time for you to really let that go. For said that you could not have health. God would never say that. God wants you to be completely and totally healthy and happy. But it is your beliefs that say that you can't. It is because you don't believe that you deserve it. You're good enough, alive, to actually be healthy, to actually radiate. And this is a belief we truly, truly ask you to let go of. Listen, absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be healthy. Let go of those beliefs. They do not serve you. Deserve a healthy, beautiful life filled with wonderful things. We want you to accept this, to accept this truth, to open your heart to the truth. And we are clearing out your heart right now, throwing out all of those beliefs that they are not for your highest good. And we are filling you with the energy of love. Love of your life. Love of your health. Love. You love. Open up to the love, my love. Open up to the love. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you.
Wow, beautiful.
Your energy feels better.
Yeah, I had to park the car so I could pay attention and better not to be driving. So, yeah.
That's true. There are some times when it's better not to drive.
I just needed to get out of the house. I'm home a lot, and, you know, I'm grateful that I have a car that I can use. It's just, you know, sometimes you just feel like today's Groundhog Day, you know, like the movie, like every day is the same. So, I'm working on the love part.
So it's make sure. And, you know, you can just looking in the mirror every morning and saying, I love you. Or you can look in the mirror. Let's see. I have a friend, Elizabeth, who's on the other show on the last Friday of every month. She says this. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. To look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am fucking awesome.
No. Okay, now.
And that's not the language I normally use, but that's the way she says it, so that's the way I have to say it.
All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But that does take your energy to a higher level. So just make sure you're doing what you need to do to take yourself more and more into love. And anytime you start to feel sad or frustrated or sick or whatever, that is moving away from love. You don't want that. So you need to change those feelings. And if you want to, you can imagine that there's a little knob on your forehead and just thing that
kind
you want to feel, change it to a memory of something happy. Go on the internet and look at all those pictures of kittens doing what kittens do that make people laugh. You know, thing that puts you back in that energy. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going to do a little bit of clearing. Are you okay with that?
Okay. I was going to say you needed me.
Oh, there you are.
Sure.
Oh. That was Michael.
He's on the call with
me. I changed I switched up on him. Okay, so we're going to just do a little bit of clearing. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening yourself up to the truth, not the things that you've been told over and over by all of these people, all of these years that say you're this, that, or the other, or you're supposed to be sick, or you're going to die, and everything is always going to be so awful, and you can't do anything about it except just accept it and pick out a nice casket. This is letting go of all of that energy, all of that negativity that's surrounding you, that you've been hanging on to for so long is now being expanded and made bigger than the universe, because you don't need that in your life, and you are being filled with that love of you, that love of your life, of your body, of who you are, that love that allows you to be more. And if you are willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, okay. You feel connected again now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care.
Thank you, you too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now we are going to Diane from Canada.
Hi.
Hi, Diane. What can I do for you today?
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, because I'm in my car also. I was just listening to the other girl. No, I just wanted to know if there was any messages that I needed to hear, that's all.
Okay, is there any particular part of your life you had questions about?
Maybe my love life.
All right, here we go. Let's see what they want to say. Okay, first I'm hearing love is a many splendored thing, which is part of a song from the 60s, I think. And they pop it into my head every now and then. Okay, so they're saying that the most important thing for you to do is to love yourself.
Okay.
It starts with you. If you do not love yourself, if you do not love your life, then how can you love with anyone or anything else? So it's important for you to live a life that you love. And in particular, that this is extremely important for, don't allow yourself to really embrace yourself. It's like you're always judging yourself. You're always seeing what's wrong with yourself. You're always believing that you can't because... And your guidance really wants you to stop that. That is not the truth. You really just need to stop it. Because when you start loving yourself and loving your life, then you are opening up to love. And they're showing that there are three or four soul mates out there who are looking for you. But you have to be open so that they can find you. That makes
okay.
sense?
Yeah, actually, that does make sense. Yep. I think I do a lot of good on myself, and I do, you know, I say a lot of good things to myself, but sometimes I do, you know, not like exactly what I'm doing at certain times. That's true.
Well, it's not so much what we say that's important as it is what we believe. I know that there are some
right.
people who are always saying positive things, but I can always tell that they're not, it's like they're constantly lying. So make sure that when you are saying the good things that you actually believe them. They don't want you
yeah.
to lie to yourself. They want you to change the beliefs and make them true.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much.
Was there anything
awesome.
Else?
That was excellent. No, that's really, unless I have something like better than my career that I have right now.
Well, you know, things can always get better. It's just a matter of you knowing what it is you really want to do.
I think that's
joy.
What it is. Yeah. yeah. Well, thank you
all right, so
much.
Let's
I really
see if
appreciate that.
A little bit of clearing so you can Do you want to do a little bit of clearing so you can understand what it is you really do want to do?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
So would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for bringing you clarity? Clarity about your life. Clarity about what's actually important. So that you can release all of those beliefs you got from other people that said you're supposed to be this or that, or you have to do this. This is what makes money. This is what you should go for. And they gave you all of that good advice, but you don't actually need that. Know in your heart what's important to you. So this Divine Infinity Healing is clearing out everything that you don't need so that you can have the clarity and what it is that you really want to create in this life. And to accept all of this, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Good. Really good.
Okay, well now you can get out there and figure out what you want to do and start being this wonderful, loving being so that those people who are meant to find you can find you and just find out how fantastic your life can become.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Barbara, we're going to bring on, that was Diane from my show on Mondays. Like she had a little sneezing fit. We're going to bring on Tierra from North Carolina.
Hi, Tierra.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
I just wanted to, I guess, kind of ask you about my deceased grandmother. She just died in October, and I've been kind of trying to connect with her.
Okay. Well, she's with you. And she says to tell you that she's fine. You don't need to be worried about her. Transition, everything changes. You no longer have all of the drama and trauma of being in a physical body. You become pure spirit again. Freedom, amazing light. And it feels wonderful. And it's good to be home. That's what she says about it. And she says she's with you. She's always with you. She's going to be with you. And you've always been in her heart, and you always will. To do what is right for you. She wants you to live your life for you, the very best that you can. Because it's not about the other people. It's not about doing what's right for everybody else first. It's about loving yourself. Respecting yourself, being the best you that you can be. And that makes you such a wonderful example for the other members of your family. Always have the courage to stand up. And she doesn't want you to ever let that go. Did you have any particular questions that you had for her?
Yeah, because I had, I made an altar for her, and it's my first time, really even, getting into, altar work, and I just wanted to know, was that good for her? Is that needed? Is it not needed? Is it, can I communicate with her through that?
Okay. She thinks it was wonderful of you to do the altar, but you didn't actually have to do it. If you want to, you can just have something remind you of her. I know on the desk where I work, I have two roses, a white rose for my father and a pink rose for my mother. And that's just kind of my reminder because they both passed over. So if you have something that just reminds you of her, you can just put it where you see it. And that's really just to remind you. She's not going to leave you. She's there with you. She hears everything that you say to her. She tries to communicate with you, and she now will communicate with you mostly through your dreams. So I don't know if you remember your dreams or not, but you might start writing them down to see if you're getting messages from her. If you're asking her questions, she might be giving the answers to you through your dreams. Know that she's always going to be there for you, that death does not separate you. It takes you out of the physical body and puts you back in the spiritual world. It's not an ending. It's just a different realm of being. Did that answer your questions?
Yeah, that did.
Okay. And she really loves you, so she's definitely going to be there for you.
Okay, that's nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And she's smiling and happy, so I want you to know that she's happy.
That's good.
Right? Was there anything else?
I mean, there's all kinds of things, but I know I can't really. Was there anything like in particular that you? I mean, I don't know if you work that way, if like things come to you or not, but like, you know, because I mean, of course, I have a ton of questions, but like, is there anything particular that's coming up to you, maybe?
What I'm hearing for you is that trust is coming up. I don't know if you are not trusting in your own intuition, guidance. I want you to start trusting, to know that when you ask for something, the angels and guides that work with you and the loved ones who've passed over do everything they can to bring you what you desire. So make sure that allow your desires to come to you. Because a lot of times people ask for something and then they have a belief running in the background saying that they're never going to get it, they don't deserve it, it's not possible. And that actually keeps what they desire from coming into their lives. So make sure that you are allowing your desires and trust alone.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe just one thing, like as far as like my career and stuff. So like, you know, okay, like I'm kind of, you know, I'm spiritual and, you know, and I know some knowledge here and there, like I'm not too psychic and stuff or nothing, but I do know some knowledge and stuff. So I was just wondering, like where exactly do I fit in this world when it comes to like my career, you know, like, because right now I'm not doing nothing really, I'm just taking care of my kids, but I know I'm meant to do more than that, you know.
Well, I think that's part of where the trust comes in, because if you ask your guidance to help you to find the right career, to guide you on the steps that you need to take, they will show you each step individually, one at a time. They're not going to show you how it's all going to end, but they will guide you each step. And if you trust that guidance and take that step, you will be moving more and more towards whatever it is that creating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Yeah, that helped me become a stronger person too, like you said, just trust.
So important. And when we are looking for answers in whatever way we're looking for them, we start getting guided to things. Sometimes you'll be guided to a book. Sometimes you're not supposed to read the whole book. You're just supposed to read one little passage in the book, and then you can set the book aside and go on to something else. But they will guide you. In every moment, you will be guided. Never ends. So don't ever think, you know, that they're not there. They're taking the day off. They've all gone to the beach or something like that, because do that. They're always there for you. So opening up to that trust also opens up your gifts. And they're saying that, yes, you are psychic. You just haven't begun to recognize it yet. So, you know, you have gifts that are still developing, part of your evolution.
So nice. I appreciate you.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, have a nice night.
You too. And your grandmother says kiss the little ones for her.
She says what?
Kiss the little ones for her.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Tierra.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I guess we're out of callers, Michael. Okay. We do still have a few minutes, so anyone who wants to call in, remember the number is 347-884-8245. So now I get to talk to you guys, and what the guidance wants me to talk to you about is the energy, the new energy that is flooding our planet and creating all of these interesting situations and circumstances. They don't want you to get wrapped up in the situations and circumstances. This is your life, and you still have the power to create what you experience, and you are not supposed to be inundated by negativity. So if you find yourself feeling that way, make sure you look at what it is that you are listening to. If you are watching the news or always listening to the news, or if you know people who are always telling you about everything that's wrong in the world, then you need to decide whether or not that's really what you want to hear. Because by listening to that, you are accepting that negative energy, and that negative energy goes with you. So if you don't want to have that kind of negativity in your life or in your body, then switch to something that you enjoy. You know, look for one of those news things. I know they have them on the internet that reports the good news, reports about the good things that are going on in the world, so that you can start being in the energy that creates more love, more light, more beauty. No matter what you see around you, determine what is possible for you in your life. So you always have the power to make your own choices. And that's really part of the beauty of life. We have to our free will decisions. And most people don't take advantage of that. They tend to let someone else or something else decide them. Do that. And you can let go of all of those energies that are not yours, because they are not yours. If you did clear all of that out, your thoughts would be so much more quiet, because so much of what you think is not actually yours. So let that go. And with the energy that's here now, it's easier than ever. So take advantage of that. Let yourself create your life, and let it be a beautiful, wonderful, amazing life. And let it have success and prosperity and love and everything that you desire. This energy is all about. That's why there's so much, because everything is being shaken up. You know, it's like we've been living in this glass of water with dirt in it, and all of the dirt had settled to the bottom, and we were comfortable with it, even though we knew the dirt was there. The dirt wasn't where it was going to bother us, and someone has come along and put a lid on that glass and shaken it up, and now all of the dirt is floating around, and we're like, what happened to our nice, clean, peaceful water? It's still there. We just have all of this chaos floating in it. But that doesn't mean that you have to buy into the energy of chaos. This is an opportunity for you to practice being at peace going on around you. You get to decide that the stuff out there, what you feel within you. You are not a victim of circumstances. Because if you're a victim of circumstances, then you're saying that circumstances have more power in your life than you do. And that's not true. So don't give your power away. Start allowing yourself to feel that peace, to feel that joy. And remember, you can change what you're feeling at any moment. You know, you can just reach up there to that forehead, to that little knob, and switch it to another channel. Your method works best for you. It is your life. It is your choice. You are the one who decides what you don't have, what you feel and what you don't feel. It's power over you unless you give it to them. So stop giving your power away and start accepting that these are your choices, your creation, and you have a right, incredibly happy, and to live a life of joy. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email at barbara.healing. And remember, if you go on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, big green schedule now buttons, and book your discovery session. And we will spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is you want to work on. And you will not be put on a mailing list or anything else unless you choose to be. You, about you changing your life. And this is just one of the opportunities for you to do that. So if it resonates with you, then go ahead and take advantage of it. It's just my gift to you. And I will be back next week with Michael, and I hope that you guys will join me. Remember that every moment you can change. You don't have to wait till Monday. You don't have to wait till the 1st of January. You don't have to wait till the 1st of a month. You don't have to wait. In any moment, take advantage of that. And if you are not in your life, start making the changes that will bring you joy. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I will talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Great show, as always. Barbara does such a wonderful hour here on Journey into the Light. And we continue on the show as Samaya Wood will be coming up next here at the top of the hour. So everybody call back in, reconnect to the show if you're just listening, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening.